You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, talk about you could do it. This is Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today has done it. He's not only done it once, he's done it over and over again, but mainly after a horrific accident, he had to definitely do it all again. You may remember our guest from a previous show. He is Jason Hughes. You may want to go back and listen to that show. Boy, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, maybe more. Have we been doing that show, this show, that long? Gosh, my how time flies when life changes. anyway, he's going to learn us how to live life to the fullest with tips from his new book. He's faced an incredible challenge of survival during his teen years. And you, again, to learn more about that, we'll have to go to our first show and listen to that. It's an incredible, horrific story and wonderful at the same time because of what happened on the other side. And here we are a couple years later with what he's done with it since and what he's doing moving forward. So it just keeps getting better and better. So when fate intervened in his life, author Jason Hughes was forced to forge a new path. A horrific car crash killed his best friend and left Hughes battered in body, but profoundly affected by a near-death experience filled with love. In his new book, he shares his belief that everyone possesses an inner genius that guides his life and expresses that genius, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual. And Hughes calls that concept, I'm sorry, I think it's a very clever title, Manstein, in honor of scientific and mathematical genius Albert Einstein and his ability to express himself perfectly during his lifetime. Now, we're looking forward to Jason expressing himself perfectly, and myself as well, when we come back here with Jason Hughes on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, this is Filippo, and for a moment, I feel, not that I feel, but I'm reminded of Charlie Brown. And it's interesting because if anybody was Charlie Brown growing up, it was me in so many ways. And it's interesting that though in high school, I was literally sought out to perform in the various plays of which I'd always get a leading role that I actually didn't originally go out for. When it came to the last play of the year, and it was my senior year, the play was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I was definitely not going to do it. I didn't have time. I had other things that I wanted to focus on. And the drama teacher had gotten all the other teachers of all my other subject matters to get me to audition. It wasn't much of an audition. I obviously had the part. But the interesting thing is that I played him, whether I knew this at the time, I was him. And this is the thing that came to mind as I was thinking about this show. One particular song is called The Doctor Is In, where Charlie Brown is talking to Lucy, who pretends to be the psychologist, right? And in the song, there's a part that says, I'm usually awful at parties and dances. I stand like a stick, or I cough, or I laugh, or I don't bring a present, or I spill the ice cream, or I get so depressed that I stand and I scream, oh, how could there possibly be one small person as thoroughly, totally, utterly blah as me? And the interesting thing is that I could have written that. And I carried that for many years. Here I became, well, I actually got Best Actor of the Year award for that role, maybe because I was typecast. I actually thought I was acting. I didn't know I was just being myself. I was really trying. So who knows? And maybe therein lies the rub. Because maybe I had to act blah, because maybe I really wasn't. But somehow I was led to believe that I was. And so I carried that inner thought, which is completely the opposite from the inner genius, which is what we're going to talk about today with our guest, Jason Hughes. And carrying that, I remember not going to parties because I was afraid I would be too blah or too boring, or people wouldn't like the way I was dressed, or they'd make fun of this or make fun of that. And then years had gone by, and here I was performing on some of the world's beautiful stages in front of hundreds to thousands of people, having people stand up by the thousands to applaud me. And then the person that would walk off the stage would scream to himself, oh, how could there possibly be one small person as thoroughly, totally, utterly blah as me? Completely unconnected with who I really was, or who I was for people, or how people really saw me. So much so that the comments I would get and the accolades, it got to be too much because it was so contrary to how I see myself or saw myself. Excuse me, don't see myself like that anymore. And I stopped singing altogether because it didn't make sense what people saw and what they said, and how they reacted to me and how I thought about myself. So this show, this subject, this book, and this conversation really resonates with me. And I'm so glad that we have Jason Hughes back on the show so that we can have this conversation about our inner genius and how we find it, let it guide us, and honor it. Gosh, so much, actually. We're just scratching the surface here. So when we come back, Jason Hughes is our guest. Inner Genius is our conversation. Manstein, The Inner Genius Within Us All, is the book. And we'll be talking to the author right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
You know, we're back. This is Filippo, and I'm having a conversation here with myself. And before we bring our guests on, I have to say that I'm laughing because I was talking about Charlie Brown and how people saw him, and I never made this connection, but here it is. The musical, as I was about to say, hey, Jason, tell us how we get rid of our Charlie Brown syndrome inside ourselves and find our inner genius. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. I loved Charlie Brown. We all loved Charlie Brown. And in fact, and then it finally clicked. It all came together. The musical is called You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And the big number from the whole musical is You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. You're the kind of reminder we need. You have humility, nobility, and a sense of honor that is very rare indeed. And so I am owning my inner Charlie Brown. Our guest, Jason Hughes, welcome to the show finally.
Well, thank you, Filippo. It's great to be here with you. But quite honestly, I've really appreciated this conversation that you've been having, because I was listening very carefully, and you know, it really was leading to such a positive place. So I was enjoying it.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm glad we had this time together. And
yeah, absolutely.
So actually, obviously it resonated with you, and all joking aside, what happened to you with that?
Well, as I was thinking, you know, the first thing that came to me was just about this living life from the outside in. It seemed mm-hmm. like you were very preoccupied with what other people were thinking of you, and we took on the ways of the world that were maybe mediocre at best, and we just subscribed to a a mediocre way of thinking about ourselves in the world. And I think a segue into that is the part of the inspiration for this book is a quote by Albert Einstein, which is, "Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds." And I had always been so interested in studying the human condition and looking at social conditioning and whether it worked for me or whether it was mediocre or whether it served me, whether it served my heart. And I kind of have struggled with the same thing. So I related to everything that you were saying.
You know, as we're having this conversation, me and myself and you and yourself and probably our higher selves as well, tell me if this resonates with you. I actually have been thinking about this, that growing up, the children who did not see me and would tease me, that was the outside speaking to me. And it was so hurtful that I shut down what the outside was saying without realizing that when I closed the gates, I closed their thoughts inside with me. And growing up, though the outside was saying all these wonderful things, I had learned or taught myself not to listen to what was on the outside. And so that what happened when I finally had to leave the stage for a few years and figure out what was going on in my life was there this, you know, the doors were being rattled.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it definitely resonates with me. I think it resonates with everybody, especially if you're, you know, conscious and paying attention to what is going on. I think it should resonate with everybody. Because I think to some extent I did the same thing. I mean, I started to just unconsciously wait for bad things to happen in my life. But before I woke up to this new life that I know you're living and that I think is the only life worth living. And that's really paying attention in mind, body, and spirit to what's going on.
You know, I have to say, I know we talked a little bit about this during the first show, but I have to say that losing a friend is huge, period. You know, I watch so many of my older friends who are in their 70s or 80s or 90s, and they lose a friend a day, so to speak. And it's something that must be absolutely horrible. But losing a friend at a very young age and then losing them when they're right beside you.
Right, right. Well, you know, yes, I was 16. My friend was 19. He was someone that inspired me. I looked up to him. He was like a big brother. And, you know, it was a traumatic experience. It actually ended up becoming one of my greatest injuries. But as I did share with you the first time we spoke, I mean, during such an awful tragedy, Filippo, I experienced the most light-filled, beautiful, loving, transcending experience of my life. And I have always held on to that. And, you know, I realized life can be all those positive feelings and adjectives. And it's really a choice. So, but, you know, as far as losing the friend, I mean, it was devastating to me and obviously to so many other people. But, yes, at a young age, it was a powerful thing to go through.
And this is something that, you know, it's interesting. The first time I remember reading your story, I thought, oh, this is going to be one of these people who didn't get to do their sport. I actually have a very close friend who had an injury early on and was a very promising soccer player. And then actually a few of them and then didn't get to do them. You actually got to still do your sport, but it took on a whole different meaning, if I understand it correctly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my sport is tennis, and it's like blood pumping through me, and I was as determined as anything in my life to get that back. And quite honestly, after going through what I went through and my injuries, which included traumatic brain injury and paralysis and being in a coma, once I was able to start moving my body again, Filippo. I mean, a whole new world of gratitude opened up because I clearly remember what it was like coming out of a coma. I clearly remember what it was like not being able to move a finger or speak or anything like that. And so when a whole new world of gratitude opens you up, it's a permanent thing. And it doesn't ever leave you. So yes, I did start to play my sport and really play the game of life completely differently once I was able to move again.
You obviously, in my mind as I'm visualizing this, if you didn't have that, it probably would have been harder to come back.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think being an athlete definitely contributed to it, but I really think we all can relate and understand that just being able to speak some words, just being able to walk down the street, just being able to brush your teeth, these things that you may take for granted on any given day, you know, I personally think about it on a very deep, profound level that you can't always do that. And we're very lucky and blessed to be able to do that. So I don't think it was just the sport. I just think it was being a human being that, you know, you've heard the expression, sometimes we're too much a human being and we're not enough of a spiritual being. And I became, you know, more interested in identifying with my spiritual being, which contributed to this new human being that was able to do these things, whether it was a simple movement or playing tennis.
You know, Jason, I think we're going to have to come up with something to help remind people of the things that they don't have at one point and wish they had or can't do and wish they could, so that when they do have it or when they can do it, they're not just focused on the new things they don't have and can't do. Because it sounds like you focus on, you remember or you try to be conscious of those things, but most of us, we forget and we're ready to the next thing and we're complaining that we don't have the next thing.
Right. Well, you know, the first thing that came to mind when you said that is I'm a believer that the grass is as green as it's ever going to get right here in this present moment in our heart. And if we're looking to the things that we don't have, or we're looking to a future that really doesn't even exist yet, then we're squandering away the present moment, which is such a gift. And so I'm trying to think. You said we got to come up with a word.
A way.
You know, my way is really just, you know, listening to my heart. My way is just accepting the present moment as it is and not creating unnecessary resistance. You know, so, you know, life is simple and it can be simple, but I think some of these things that we're talking about, as simple as they are, I mean, life gets in the way and it tests you and will keep coming at you. So it pulls you out of that present moment. And there's always things that will do that. But I think it's up to us to give ourselves that gift as much as possible. And I even believe it's our responsibility to learn and nurture these ways that will keep us in the present moment.
Yeah, and I think here's something. Let me throw out at you and the audience. We're coming up on New Year, or coming up on the end of this year and the new year, and a lot of people do resolutions,
right?
And so here's one thing. What if we wrote down all the things that we want, and then put that away in like a diary or a book or a binder or something, and then next year we write down all the things that we want, and the next year after that do the same, and then I bet 5 years later we'll be focused on all kinds of stuff and maybe have half of the stuff that was on the previous year's list and forgotten we ever wanted it. And it might be a good exercise to go back and say, oh yeah, I wanted to be able to, and now I do, and I'm not even grateful for it. What an ingrate.
Right.
Not what an ingrate. Don't put yourself down. Say, nice to be re- nice to have it. Nice to be reminded.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you were saying that about New Year's resolutions, that's, you know, New Year's Eve, yes, it's right around the corner, but it is in the future. So the first thing I was thinking of when you said that is like, why wait? Because I think we're so conditioned to come up with these resolutions.
True.
On December 31st, true. You know, right at midnight. And you know, and we're also conditioned to feel what we're supposed to feel awful if we don't have someone next to us at that time. And, or we're with friends or anything. I think we're just conditioned to believe these things. And really, why not, Filippo, why not come up with these resolutions right now?
Right now, as soon as we're done with the show.
Not even then. I mean,
not even,
you know,
then.
Like there's the eternal present moment, and it's where all the power in the world is, and you know it prepares you for that future that is going to happen. But you know, I'm a big believer in taking a lot of action and hopefully taking a lot of the right action. And when I say that, Filippo, like, you know, in the books that I've written, believe me, I share the times I've been down. I share, you know, my life experiences so I can relate to people, because I really believe, you know, we all go through pain. We all go through feeling like the underdog in life. There's actually a chapter in this book that's called Manstein the Underdog, because we do have the inner genius within us when we're feeling like the underdog. And when, you know, it's just as much in us then when we're feeling on top of the world. You know, it's obviously just easier to see it or to accept it when we're feeling great. But obviously, it's always within us.
Indeed, actually.
Good. Yeah, it's great to talk about these things. This type of conversation, obviously, I think you believe the same thing. There's obviously other conversations to have, but I think these are important conversations to have because they, you know, we can help one another, and other people, you know, need a shoulder to lean on or a heart to lean on. And I'm the type of person that's super open, and it's not, you know, it could be a total stranger, and as long as they don't, you know, they feel like a safe person, anyone can come talk to me about stuff. I think we need each other to talk about these things.
Yeah, I remember meeting you, and I didn't know who you were at the time, and I remember you being a really friendly person, and then afterwards finding out that you were Jason Hughes. like, oh, well, that's Jason Hughes. We were talking about New Year's and you know, not waiting, and I can't tell you how many people I have heard. And I'm glad I'm reminded of this by this conversation, how many people I have heard say, well, next year's holidays will be better. Now, those who are Jewish and the Jewish holidays pass, that's one thing. But those who are, you know, people that celebrate Christmas, it's December 16th, for goodness sake.
Right.
If this child isn't coming, or this family member or that friend can't come, or these people are fighting or whatever, you know, there's time between now and the 24th to have a great holiday. There really is. And so when we come back, definitely want to know your thought on that, Jason, because I have a feeling I know what you're going to say. But we're going to talk about that inner genius and how to connect with him, tap into him, whatever words you want to use, or her. If you're a him, is your inner genius a him? Anyway, we'll talk about all of that when we come back. And the book, Manstein, The Inner Genius Within Us All. And you can get it at manstein.co. That's manstein.co. We'll be back with Jason Hughes here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up.
It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is F-I-L-I-P-P-O, and I am talking to Jason Hughes today about Manstein, the inner genius within us all. Just before we went to a commercial there, Jason, I said that a lot of people are complaining that the holidays are coming up, but they're not going to be like they thought they were going to be, and maybe next year they'll be better. And I say that it's only December 16th, and there's plenty of time to have a great holiday between now and December 24th in some way. And I said, I wonder what you have to say on it, and I mean that, and yet at the same time, it's almost in jest and prophetic, because in essence, isn't that what your whole book is about?
Well, you said you knew what I was going to say. So what I'm going to say first about that is I'm celebrating today. And I believe today.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, why not?
Why not?
I believe today is always always the best day of our life, and there's no other way it can be. You know, yesterday is gone, tomorrow hasn't even happened yet, but on December 25th, when it is today, I will celebrate that day. And I also wanted to say, because you said something else before the break about Manstein, the title, and men and women, and I do want to be clear that Manstein has nothing to do with obviously being a man. It's just a concept that popped into my head, and it obviously represents all of mankind. And it just, to me, it was a very funny concept and obviously a serious concept, and it just flowed off the tongue, and I thought it was catchy. So obviously there's womanstein and childrenstein. It's just not as catchy, I guess, or easy to say, but you know, it's the inner genius is equally within us all, and I wanted to be clear about that. So, but yeah, I think people get so caught up in these holidays and really just start coming out of the present moment, because it's like, what if this? What if they don't show up? What if, you know, what if? And you're completely worrying about things that haven't even happened yet. And as you know, worrying will never prove to be beneficial. But taking healthy, proper, balanced, loving action will prove to be beneficial. And so between now and the holidays, you know, we take the necessary action to hopefully enjoy them the best we can. That's how I look at it. But I, you know, I mean, that is how I look at it. And, you know, I also wanted to share with you, because you referenced when we spoke a few years ago, and, you know, since this show is about change and how we all change as people, and literally on a cellular level, we're a whole new person every 7 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel personally in such a better place. So I really appreciated you saying that I came across as a friendly person. But for me, what's most important is that I just feel in such a better place presently than even then. And maybe I felt okay then, but I know I wasn't in as good of a place as today. So,
wow. Well, more power to you then.
Well, thank you, and likewise.
More power to you. You know, the interesting thing is that I do feel, and I'm feeling more and more, and maybe that's because I'm tapping in more and more to something, that I see how people are changing, and so many people changing for the better. And I also do get a sense that some people, it feels like they're not. And maybe it's a judgment on my part, and maybe sometimes people have to go a little backwards before they can give forward. But I feel for them, and at the same time I think, well, you know, how long was I walking around like that?
Right, right. Yeah, and look at the amount of people that showed you some love when things were, you know, not feeling so great, or so I believe everyone deserves the love. So, you know, I mean, for the people that are spiritually connected and connected in every way and doing great, we just need to reach out to the other people if need be, and they're open to it. You know, you certainly can't force things on people, and you know, but I definitely believe we need each other in this life, and so even the people that aren't maybe changing as fast as other people, or certain parts of society that are not doing as well as others. I mean, I think we're all connected, and we all need to reach out to each other.
That's a beautiful message to share on this Christmas Eve, or whatever we want to call today. It's a full moon, I think. So
right,
it's full moon Eve. Doesn't it on this Eve that we are speaking? That's celebration enough.
I think so.
Because we are alive and we are speaking. So let us speak about how do we tap into our inner genius.
Well, I believe the most simplest way and most powerful way is identifying with our heart versus our ego. And for me, the ego has always been this acronym that represented edging God out, edging some sort of spiritual influence into your life. The heart, for me, I believe will lead us to all the places and will guide us to all the places that we want to go, and so much more. As much as we can imagine, I believe our heart can guide us to even better places. So I just think the ego is promotes fear-based thinking, fear-based decision-making skills, fear-based choices. And, you know, I believe the heart promotes positive thinking in the present moment at hand. So I think that's the most simplest, direct way to tap into your inner genius. So that is, it might be so simple as just shutting your eyes and taking a deep breath and connecting with something inside of yourselves. Obviously, we're trying to listen to our heart and what our heart is saying that would make us, say, the most happy, or how we could feel better. I always believe the heart has the answer, you know, to what our next choice should be. You know, you can always just tap into that and ask yourself, like, if you're, you know, obviously some choices like going left or right, maybe you're not going to do that. But if it's something, you know, bigger, like getting involved in a relationship or eating healthy on a consistent basis or exercising or, you know, really tending to your mind, body, and spirit in a holistic way, I believe it's the best way to live.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Sorry if it was a bit much.
No, not at all. Are you kidding? When genius speaks, you just listen.
Oh. See? And one thing I love to do, Filippo, is laugh. And you're definitely a funny person. So
I'm a funny person how?
Well, just the way you said that made me laugh. So, I mean, I spend a lot of my time laughing and smiling because, I mean, it just naturally happens. So
it's a beautiful thing. So what kind of thing can we expect when we tap into our inner genius, according to what you've discovered so far?
Well, I think, you know, obviously we've talked about enjoying the present moment or accepting the present moment and not creating unnecessary resistance. Obviously, life is more than just constantly and consciously being in the present moment. We all have to hold down jobs. We have to earn money. You know, we have to hopefully have some sort of spiritual life. We have all sorts of relationships. You know, there's times when we're up. There's times when we're down. So, you know, the way I've written the book is that's how the chapters are really broken down. It's like, what is this inner genius and all these places that we go in our lives? And, you know, that it's always within us and we always have a choice whether to tap into it or not. So, you asked me, I think, you know, right here in this moment, hopefully we can maybe shift our perceptions definitely just shift our perceptions, how we're seeing ourselves and how we're seeing the world. I mean, some say a shift in perception is an absolute miracle, and I tend to agree.
Can change everything.
Absolutely.
You know, actually, speaking of, this is a holiday season and a busy shopping season, and talk about shifting perception. I wasn't even actually buying something as a gift. Or even set out to shop. I received this coupon from the store that I'd shopped at before, as an example, and I thought, oh, you know what? I need a this, which mine broke, so I haven't had time to get another one. But since this coupon came in the mail, I'm like, oh, I can buy my that. And so I got on the internet to buy my that, and the coupon wasn't working. So I got on the computer chat with some representative there, and I said, can you help me with this? And they said, happy to help you. And what is it you're trying to buy? And I told them what it was. And then they said, this item does not apply for the coupon because it is a, and listed all of these categories of which my item was not. So right. I assumed maybe they made a mistake. So I said, oh, okay. So you mean it does apply? And he said, so how can I help you? And I said, well, you could help me buy this item, sir. It doesn't apply because, and lists out the same list. He must've just copied and pasted it. Right. And I said, I don't understand. My item does not fall into any one of those categories. So does it maybe not, did it expire? I mean, you know, and he came back and said, I don't understand what you don't understand, and listed everything again. And I did the calculation, and, you know, for $3.50, I'm like, this is not worth the aggravation. But right. He said, and besides, it's written in the small print. So I went to the small print, and everything he had listed was in the small print, but I'm I made a new assumption, and my new assumption was this, that in his haste, he copied and pasted and accidentally left out the very first category of which my item was.
Right, right.
And he just copied and pasted the same thing over three times. And it started to aggravate me. And I was about to say, you know, can I talk to somebody with intelligence over there? And instead, I didn't need to correct him. Obviously it's written in black and white. And I thought, let me make a new assumption here. And my new assumption was this, is that he's probably chatting with three or four other customers at the same time, that he's probably working long hours during the holidays. He might be a new hire. He might be somebody, you know, that's just doing this during school time or something. And this is the end. Let's make it better. And so I said to him all that, you know, you're probably helping a lot of people at once, and I appreciate the time you took with me, and I wish you a happy holidays.
Nice.
And he thanked me, and I actually felt good about the whole exchange afterwards.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because as you share that, I mean, so you shifted your perception, and you took a healthier approach for all involved. Most importantly, yourself. You didn't let yourself get worked up and aggravated. Now, I was at the bank today, literally, and a gentleman obviously had some things go down at the bank, and he was not a happy camper. And you could see it all over his face, the way he was walking. He was, you know, and so I don't think he did what you did. I think he probably left the bank, you know, with some choice words for the teller or somebody. And, you know, and then we walked outside and he practically ran us over with his car. I mean, he was angry and he didn't shift his perception. Obviously, I have no idea what went down. But I think the point is, you know, we do things in our lives, whether we're going shopping on the internet or need to go to the bank. And there's always some things in other humans or little things that can test us. And, you know, we can hopefully react accordingly. Just because I've written this book, am I always able to do what you did today? No, I mean, sometimes things test me. And sometimes you need to speak up. It might not be about being right or wrong, but you know, sometimes things happen. But I think, you know, the reason I wanted to write this book is because certainly my goal is to tap into this inner genius as much as possible. My goal is to live the happiest life possible. And certainly I want to make a positive contribution in the world. So I love sharing positive, loving words. And so that's why I wrote the book.
There you go. And let's hold on to that word happy. For when we come back with our final words with our guest, Jason Hughes, who has written actually a couple of books, but this one in particular that we're talking about, Manstein, The Inner Genius Within Us All. You can get the book and learn more about our guest at manstein.co. That's manstein.co. We'll be right back right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world.
From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Now, just before we went to commercial break, we talked about happiness. Actually, Jason mentioned happiness. And it's interesting. We've been on the same wavelength, Jason, the whole show.
I agree.
You feel it, huh?
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's great.
This whole You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown theme really was impromptu. I literally did not think about the connection here until just moments before. And as we're getting ready to close the show, I was thinking of a song in the show of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And then, Jason, you went and said happiness. And also, I'd like to tie in something else, and that is that we talked about if we wrote down all the things that we want today, and I didn't say New Year's, I said today. Did you hear that, Jason?
Right, sure did.
I learned. So we write that down, and then a year from now or 6 months from now, we write some more things down, and then when we look back at them, maybe we might say, wow, we got a lot of things that we wanted, or wow, we're grateful for the things we have, or maybe even grateful for the things that we didn't get. Now, there is a song in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, that is called just that, Happiness. Mm. And it reminds us of the things, Jason, that would make us happy and at one time did when we finally had. And the song says, happiness is two kinds of ice cream. Finding your skate key. Telling the time. Happiness is learning to whistle. Tying your shoe for the very first time. Mm. Happiness is playing the drum in your own school band. And happiness is walking hand in hand. And it ends like this. Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too. Mm. For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
Mm. That was great.
Never thought those words would be so prophetic.
Yeah, it was great.
So basically at one time we thought we would be happy when we could be tying our shoes like everybody else.
Right.
And then we did, and we forgot how happy that made us, and some of us do it several times a day and don't even think how happy we would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Or should be, or could be, that we actually can. And for some of us in the world that have been in accidents like you, and in your case, a coma, tying a shoe wasn't even an option.
No. Well, it's interesting you're saying this, because I do have a chapter in this book that's called Manstein at Birth and in Real Life. So it really starts at the beginning. And whether it's learning how to tie your shoes for the first time, or simply just being in the sandbox with some friends that in that moment are your absolute best friends that could,
right.
that could ever be.
Right.
So now here we sit having this conversation as adults. And we've taken on and the world for many more years. We've had many life experiences, and we have to live as mature adults. Yet, we can still hold on to the the same things that made us happy as a child. We can obviously tap into our inner child. You know, we're still in the sandbox, Filippo. It's just the sandboxes of our lives now might be trying to order something on the internet. It may be going to the bank. It may be going to a coffee shop or a restaurant or the theater or work, you know, because earning money, which we didn't get a chance to talk too much about that, earning money is so important in our lives. And there's obviously a spiritual way to go about that as well. But I just believe in being in that sandbox as much as possible, even though I'm an adult, you know? I mean, when I'm going to be 42 this year, and I mean, when I'm on the tennis court, I'm in the greatest sandbox ever made, you know, still. And I feel so blessed, not only when I'm on the tennis court, but just in, you know, the life I choose to live that's going to allow me to be there again and again and all the other places I choose to go. You know, I think to tie it into what you said, I've heard the Dalai Lama say, you know, true happiness and freedom or true freedom is being happy with every consecutive choice we make. And you also mentioned the coexistence of opposites that we're naturally going to have in our lives, daytime and nighttime, up and down, happy and sad, love and fear, pain and growth. We're gonna have this in our lives no matter what, and we can learn to deal with it all in hopefully the healthiest ways possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't it nice to have grown together this way?
Yes, absolutely, Filippo. Absolutely.
You know, if I were 4 years old and we were playing in the sandbox together, I think I would go home and say, "Wow, Mom, I met this really cool guy. He's my bestest friend. Jason Hughes." I probably wouldn't say Hughes. Maybe Jason.
Well, that's okay. But I mean, I feel like we've been in the sandbox the whole time here, having a good play date. So how about that?
Well, thank you for being my bestest friend in this sandbox. I look forward to connecting again. And I want to remind everybody that the book is called Manstein, The Inner Genius Within Us All. And our guest has been Jason Hughes. Jason, just delightful.
Thank you, Filippo. You as well. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. So with that, I wish everybody a continued happy holiday season and invite you to enjoy your sandboxes in the best way you know how, and to make choices along the way that serve you better, just as we discussed today with our guest. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.